I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News. Health officials reported Vermont's 64th COVID-related death, as well as 49 new infections today. It's the sixth death just this month related to the virus. The counties with the most new infections were Chittenden with 10, Essex County with 8, and Washington with 7. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 grew to 22, with 5 people in the ICU. Today is the first time Vermont's daily case count was under 50 in more than a week. A Bradford area addiction treatment center has seen a cluster of coronavirus infections. The Valley News reports the Valley Vista Treatment Center has temporarily stopped admitting new patients after 8 staffers tested positive for COVID-19. None of the roughly 30 patients have tested positive. The affected staff are in administrative positions and do not have regular contact with patients. More than 100 people were tested last week after the first case was found. The facility plans another round of testing tomorrow. And all schools in the Orange Southwest School District are going remote until further notice. The school board voted Friday to stay remote until after Thanksgiving, until it's deemed safe for students to return to classrooms. The move affects students and families in Randolph, Braintree, and Brookfield. School officials say infections started in the community by the way of social gatherings and were brought into the schools. The district is waiting to hear results from 20 suspected COVID-19 tests. School officials say closing early kept at least 8 infected people from coming to school. Roughly a third of people involved told contact tracers they would explicitly ignore quarantine guidelines, which school officials say, quote, does not bode well, end quote, for the coming months. Orange County has seen 121 new COVID-19 cases in the last 2 weeks. The eye on the sky, increasing sunshine north, mostly sunny south, blustery, highs mid-20s to low 30s. Tonight, mostly clear, cloudy overnight, lows between 10 and 20. And tomorrow, cloudy and breezy, chance for light snow. More on the forecast at VPR.org. I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News.